Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, here in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. Thanks for joining me, everyone, and you've got a great, great store to put in your archives today, in case you missed some of the show. You have to tune in and tune out. You will be loving what we're talking about today because it's going to help you out, as I always try to do, as you know. And, you know, the main reason why I so enjoy being the host of this show on the couch is because I get to help you with suggestions on how to improve your life or get self-insight, better communicate with folks, you know, just more social skills in general, how to live your life with more joy and abundance. And although I'm not your psychologist or therapist, I always disclaim that, you know, I always try and give you information about what I have learned through empirical studies, life's experiences, and, you know, doing this for lots of years, working with a lot of clients. So, you know, today we're going to be talking about an amazing subject from a great guest and a wonderful author, successful person. And what we're going to do is talk about his book. It's going to help you learn some excellent lessons about how to make your life better in general. I mean, you're going to hear how to be more successful, how to find your purpose, how to find your passion. What? I mean, these are some of the most common questions I have from patients in my practice. And also how to change your attitudes and a whole lot more. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest. And we're talking about his latest book. It's amazing. It's called Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life. Mark Demetrio, thanks for coming on the show today. Nice to have you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle.
What a great book. I mean, I have a lot of life's lessons books that I've talked about, reviewed, and interviewed the authors of on my show. But this is one of the best. I mean,
thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Good read. Points out all of these things that we can do just to improve our life based on your granddad's life experiences as a wonderful mentor. And let me first tell you guys out there that if you have any questions or comments for us, you can email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, right here to the radio station, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Love to hear from you if you have any questions, again, for my special guest, Mark Demetrio. And, you know, Mark is a top-rated speaker. He's appeared at the Mastermind Summit alongside world-renowned motivational speaker Tony Robbins and Barbara Corcoran from CBS's Shark Tank, of course. And as an authority on real estate and finance, Mark has been quoted in articles in the New York Times, Reuters, the Associated Press, many other local and national publications and media outlets. And I don't know if you guys saw it, if you're on the East Coast or whatever. He was co-host of WVNJ's The Real Estate and Money Show. Remember that one, guys? Yeah. And Mark Demetrio has been, you know, doing it successfully and a great leader. And, you know, again, alongside Tony Robbins, you can't go wrong with that. So,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, really. Yeah, right.
So, great read. Let's just jump right in. And, I always, it's the question. Why did you write this particular book?
Love the question. It's a loaded question. You know, I have in the part of my book, it has an area. I purposely put this in there. Why I Wrote was the actual headline. And I said, first line was, I didn't have to write this book, but I had to write the book. Mm. And the power behind that was because my grandfather, who was an amazing individual, we were literally like best friends, even though it was my grandfather. He retired when I was born, basically. he was 60 when I was born. So for 37 years, I had him in my life. And you know, every single picture you ever see of us was always us arm in arm. I always sat next to him everywhere we were. Like I was like his little, you know, son.
Aww.
And so he was just a tremendous mentor to me and all my life in so many positive ways. And I really wanted to share this mentor with the world because he had passed away and years went by. And I said, it is such a shame that he's not on this earth anymore because he was such a positive influence on me, wonderful spirit. And I wanted to share this individual who has this immigrant story, which I'll get into when we get there, that makes him exceptional.
Yeah.
And an exceptional human being. So I wanted to share this mentor with the world to give the world a mentor that I had because, you know, I was an advantaged individual because of having him in many ways. So I wanted to share that with the world and of all ages because the ages from 16 to 40 will get a mentor that they need in life.
Yes.
And 40 and up still have a mentor in different ways. And then they can actually learn to be better mentors to their kids or grandkids or people around them. So it's really comprehensive. But that's why I wrote the book to start.
I love it. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the pictures of Charlie, your granddad. And he looks like you. You look like him, I guess I should say.
Thank you.
You know, no, it's amazing. And that tells the story also because you get a picture of his time, of his day and time, and how he progressed through life and the amazing things he did. So can you tell us a little bit more about Granddad Charlie and some of the highlights of his life's journey?
Sure. So here's the essence of what was going on. So he left home at 16 years old. Cyprus, was living in an island in Cyprus, and he left there to really to become something, to be something in life and be successful because they really didn't have a lot of money where he was. And so he left there with nothing at 16 years old.
Wow.
And he ventured off and went to Greece for 2 years, London for two years. They came here, Ellis Island, 1929, 3 weeks after the stock market crash and the worst depression we've ever seen. He walked into that.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had this spirit in him, and he believed in faith that he was going to make it. So the desire and the power in your brain, as you know, just to forge forward no matter what, around everything, through everything, you know, without hurting people, of course, but just every obstacle, getting around to getting through it, getting over it.
Yeah.
So he started out, you know, just a quick story, you know, shining shoes like everyone else did, lived in an apartment with seven total people, including him, six other Greek guys and him, slept on the bed one night a week.
Aww.
And, you know, food lines, not knowing where next meal's coming from. But here's the difference.
Yes.
He started out, you know, got his first job as a busboy, and then he never left the hospitality industry in the food business. So he started out there, and as one of his last big careers, he ended up managing the West Side Tennis Club in Flushing, Queens, where they had all the U.S. Opens. It was a big deal, and the presidents and all these people came that were the socialites and elites in the New York area. So he got to mix and mingle with some of the biggest and brightest and most successful people those many years. But before that, he managed a club similar for 20 years, again, mixing with elites.
Wow.
And he basically, here's the secret to it. He got ahead in life because of who he was.
Mm.
He was likable. He was passionate. He worked hard. He forged forward. He never looked back. He learned from the past. He didn't have regrets or he didn't have mistakes that he would dwell on, the negative thoughts in your brain that sour you.
Oh, boy.
He kept positive and looked forward. So that's a really quick synopsis of who he was. And one of my lessons from him is my main lesson, attitude is everything. And that's one of his lessons to me. And
that
is really, truly what got him through life and got him to be successful in so many ways.
That is, you know, beautifully said and clearly said. And, you know, just what I'm getting throughout the book and, you know, about all of his lessons that he taught you, it is about attitude. And, you know, we can have books that tell us how to communicate better, how to use our body language, you know, all of the strategies towards success and all that. But if it ain't in you, you got to have somebody teach you how to develop that attitude and that positivity. And
absolutely.
So apparently to me, it sounds like this has always been, you know, in Charlie's soul. This was part of who he was. So
always.
I always ask my guests how to help listeners who are going through stress and difficult times. And although our lives seem a lot easier nowadays with everything we have at our fingertips, there's still a lot more stress. Maybe it's because we have the social media age and we have a lot more to do. But how can you help some of our listeners with just getting their attitude adjusted and help them understand the importance of this so they can be more successful.
Right, and here's the secret to it all. This is the secret. Life is difficult. Life will have tragedy, setbacks, upsets, death, distractions, things in your life that will deter you from your objections and your goals. That is called life.
Yeah.
And when we realize that that's the difficulty of life and you'll have these ups and downs, and you go out in the world from when we're born saying life will be very hard, life will be difficult, that's called life. But how you deal with each situation, knowing they're going to come in your life and know it's going to happen, is what separates you from the pack. Knowing how you're going to handle these situations, go around them, above them, or through them, that's the difference. We will all have these things. And if you let life beat you down, it will keep you down. If you let life put you in the way to say, I understand these will happen, I will deal with them when it comes in, we're not set that way. We're not set up that way. But if you train your brain to know these things are going to happen, you have to get through them, because it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. That's the power of it all.
Oh, that is such the power of it all. And, you know, it's interesting about the attitude. And, you know, what I hear all the time are people who come in and say, I just can't stop thinking about the what ifs. The other shoe's going to drop if this proposal doesn't work out, or, you know, if I don't meet the right person in my life, or if, you know, there's always that worry and constant stress, as you just talked about. We call them ruminations, you know, over and over, you know, preparing for the worst. And I've got to just, you know, keep ruminating on this so I have the whole span of the what ifs in front of me so I can be in control all the time.
And I want to give you an example of something. So I like my grandfather, he was phenomenal. First of all, he was happy with every day. Every single meal this man ate, he would say this is the best meal I ever ate. Because you know what, because in his life, when he was younger, sometimes he didn't have meals. So he appreciated every single meal. I can't begin to tell you that alone. But here's the difference. The difference is, because I continue to think positive in my life, I look forward, I stay positive, I stay focused, I stay in a way to improve my excellence, and that's how I power my brain.
Yeah.
When I have a tendency to have a negative thought in my head, it is a crazy thing. Your brain is like a sponge. It'll pop in another negative thought, another negative thought, another negative thought. So I have to wipe my brain and say, get it all out of my head, no negative thoughts, because the negativity, it dwells and it brings in more negativity. Your brain is such a powerful machine. The thing I can tell people, and to lead on, or to leave off on what we spoke about before, was that the power of positive thinking is really the difference. Because if we dwell on negativity, it's like a magnet for more negativity. If you dwell on positive, if you have an aura of positivity, people want to be around you. So it's very simple. Sounds hard, sounds simple, but it is what it is.
Oh, it's really true. And that's, you know, people who have, like, carry their negative, I hate to, you know, go new agey on you, but they carry their negative energy and they go out in public or they're in, you know, business situations, and you can almost feel it. It's palpable, you know, that heaviness of fear that they're having. You know, if you just kind of, sounds to me like what Charlie did was lighten up and just say, hey, I'm going for it. And nothing's going to knock me down. It may knock me down for a bit, but I'm going to get up and go in many directions to keep on, you know, rocking.
To make it happen. It's, again, it's a personality attitude, how you want to handle things, and that's addicting. People love to be around people that are positive and want to move forward in life, so it's important.
So true. It's old brain stuff, too. I mean, it's just instinct. We know, you know, we get the vibe for, you know, our livelihood and our success from other people. Who's going to benefit us? It's the people
that's
who are positive.
One of my taglines in my book, I love, one of the most important taglines I love in my book, is called Success is a Choice.
Mm.
We make choices every day of our lives, from the minute you get up to the minute you go to bed. Every choice, sometimes you make the wrong choice or not, but we have choices all day long. So between attitude is everything, and success is a choice, that's everything. I mean, you want to be successful, and success is different for everybody.
Yeah.
Success, the word success, is different for everybody. I put in there business and life because it's all about both. But if you want to be a multimillionaire and spend, you know, make a million and spend $1 million a year, well, you're not really successful then, are you? So, you know what I'm saying? You're living with stress and you know, and then just constantly driving. But if you live below your means, this is another big trick to the world. If you live below your means, you'll always beat the rat race. And it is a rat race out there.
That's
the difference between success and the choice for everybody. Some people may be happy just making just enough money to get by, have a nice little house, happy with their family, enjoying life. That's successful to me. That's a beautiful life.
Oh.
Doesn't mean you have to have a lot of money to be successful.
Boy, is that true. That's beautifully said. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. And Boy, we're having a great show today because you're learning a lot about your life and how to make it better in all aspects. I'm talking to my special guest here, Mark Demetrio, and he's a top-rated speaker, mortgage expert, who has appeared at the Mastermind Summit along with many world-renowned motivational speakers. He's an authority on real estate finance, and he's been quoted in many articles in the New York Times, the Associated Press, Huffington Post, and also has had his own TV show, The Real Estate and Money Show, on, I think that was on CBS, right, Mark?
WVNJ was a Real Estate Money Show.
Ah, nice. Anyway, guys, if you would like to check out Mark's website and pick up his book, it's grandfatherlessons.com. Grandfatherlessons.com. Sorry about that. And we're still talking about the book. It's an amazing read, by the way. I've had a lot of sort of self-help authors on the show forever, but this is one of the best in terms of, you know, the way I read it, it rolls out. It helps you learn lessons about your life and how to be more successful, how to change your attitude, how to just have more peace and just be really have an attitude of gratitude. And you share that as well in your book. It's called Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life. If you guys would like to email questions, I see a few coming in already here at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. For Mark, that's cool. I'm going to put it on you, Mark. I'm going to have you answer the questions here in just a bit.
Sure.
but, you know, I think one of the most common questions I hear from patients in my practice is, how do I find my purpose in life? And, you know, this is funny because it comes from all ages, mostly folks who, like, are 30-somethings usually, but there are people in their middle age and some seniors, actually, who come in to see me. And what I've been doing with them is sort of helping them, you know, with the Abraham Maslow, right? I mean, you nail it in your book, of course. It's how to become self-actualized,
right?
And you say it's when our purpose and our passions coexist. So you talk about that in your book. Can you elaborate on ways to do that a little bit more?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to comment about that. And thank you so much for your wonderful words on the book. Because I did write it in a way that, because I've read a lot of books and I've listened to a lot of books and I've watched a lot of speakers in my ears. Mm. And I wrote this to be inspirational, motivational, and success based, but a real life book with my grandfather's a story throughout the whole book. So I infused it in there. So
nice.
I'm blessed to hear those statements and thank you. And I'm glad people are going to be inspired by it. So
you're
welcome. Wanted to get that in there. So
thanks.
I'm glad you acknowledged that.
Good.
But most importantly here, so the some of the most important words that are pillars in life and in success and in happiness are in my chapters of my book. I put in there action and attitude is one chapter, and one chapter is passion and purpose, which is so important. So we think about passion and purpose to work together.
Right.
Because if you think about, and this is essentially important as well, my grandfather, so you could be a likable person like we talked about, because some people come off as being likable and they want to be around that person, but you combine likability with trustworthy and passion / expertise, that person's on fire,
right.
and unstoppable,
right?
In that way, because that's a powerhouse. Now, people can be trained to be more likable, be more passionate, and be more of an expertise, and be more trustworthy. That can be coached, that's trainable. But it really comes down to this. I want to talk about this as the purpose. Mm. So the purpose and the why, you know, that big thing, you know, what's your why? That's a big, you know, statement that's out there right now, a question. What's your why? What's your purpose?
Exactly.
Okay. So at any age, if you dissect an individual and understand what do you want out of life, how are you living, what's important to you, you know, when you dissect it all, say, take away money, take away fame, take away no money, take away what your job is now, what's your purpose in life? What would you like to be doing? What do you want to be doing for the rest of your life or for now, whatever it may be? So people's purpose in life or your why, once you understand and determine what matters to you, or even take that away and say, what matters to you? What's important to you? At all ages, it's always different. The answer is different. I want to make a lot of money. I want to be successful. I want to lose weight. I want to help other people. I want to make a lot of money in my business. Whatever it may be, there's an answer in everything you're going to do. Because whenever you speak and just tear that down, maybe older people, maybe they can gratitude by if they're not working anymore, by volunteering their time.
Yeah.
By being volunteers
exactly.
or doing something of that nature. Or how about this? How about mentoring kids?
Yay.
How about mentoring younger people? That a lot of people need mentoring out there because their wisdom is wonderful. That's why I've been blessed with my grandfather to share him with the world.
Sure.
And you think about... You think about, I'm going to say a powerful thing here as well as a statement. So my grandfather, you think my grandfather was disadvantaged in life because he left home at 16 with nothing.
Amazing.
But I tell you all,
yeah.
he was very blessed and very advantaged than all of us.
Yes.
Because the power and passion and drive this individual had in his body, in his soul, to get ahead and succeed no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what, that is an advantaged individual and not disadvantaged. So all the money in the world, I don't care how much money people have or don't have, how much money they pass down to their kids, how much you have the silver spoon in your mouth or not, all that baloney, it's the advantage individual that he was,
yes.
and I'm blessed to have had him be empowered into my body because, again, just that empowering of positivity and enforcement over me. So there's a big difference. You look at a situation like that, he was an advantage individual. So what was his purpose? What was his why? He actually wanted to get ahead in life and succeed, and he never stopped sending money back to his family and his parents his entire life until they passed away. Not 1 year. Not one year went by, several times during a year. That was his purpose as well.
Wow, that's amazing. What a great guy. Amazing guy. And you know, Mark, in a lot of self-help books, I always enjoy when they have principles and steps. I'm a lists kind of gal. You know, practical stuff that I can use.
Yeah.
You know, and you have this in your book. So what you have are Grandpa Charlie's 15 principles for success. And we talked about the fact that attitude is everything, which is really true. So maybe we can talk about some of the other most important, well, I mean, they're all important principles, right?
Right, they are.
But what some of the most important principles?
Right. Well, it's funny. I put the 15 in there because, you know, it's interesting. When you read a lot of these books, you know, you want to – I love when they end the chapter with some meaty stuff, like here's a recap.
Yeah, right.
And I love when they have the bolded to the left side about here's some stuff to get out of these paragraphs. And I did all that, which is exactly because I love the way books do that.
Sure.
So, you talk about 15 lessons.
Yeah.
And, again, there's lessons and quotes throughout the entire book that are just so powerful. I love reading the book. And I've read it 100 times. But the most important ones here, and there's a lot. I mean, when you look at the power of a human being – and I want to highlight a couple because they go together. So attitude is everything.
Right.
Be resilient, persevere, or never give up on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful in itself, and it talks about a lot of things.
Yes.
Resilience, persevere, never give up. Never stop in the direction of your dreams.
Yes.
And that goes along with that same part.
Yes.
And believe in yourself always. These are all powerful, almost synonyms in a way as far as statements.
Yeah.
To talk about forging forward, getting ahead, pushing forward. But on the same token... Ready for this? Be humble always.
Yes.
Remain humble always.
Humble
always. Look for what others don't see.
Yep.
Be thankful for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Be awake and alive to the suffering of others.
Mm.
These are all now. See how this is now? Okay, it's all about me, but not about me. It's about understanding yourself
compassion.
And your passion, your drive,
exactly.
and your purpose, and forging forward and never stopping and keep going, but also keep an eye on others.
Yes.
Help others along the way.
Exactly.
Give of your time and money. My grandfather, even all the years he never had money, this man tipped out $1 to when the busboys, as I remember growing up, I remember as I got older, he used to give a tip to the busboy, tip to the hostess, tip to someone that came to get the water, a little dollar on the side. I used to catch it all the time.
Yes.
This is not a lot of money, but just to let him
right.
know I was there at one time in my life. I thank you.
Yeah.
And how many people actually do things like that?
Oh, no,
little
exactly.
things like that make a big difference.
Sure
big difference.
Does. Spreading that positive energy and helping others.
Absolutely.
So powerful.
Always.
It empowers you as well. And, you know, it's also in keeping with the concept of chilling out on that ego. And, you know, many times I share with listeners that our egos, they do. They serve as defense mechanisms to help
right.
us feel better about ourselves. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's survival. It's okay. No judgment. But I really agree with what you said about helping readers understanding the importance of keeping our egos at bay. You know, I mean, it's a lot of people think if I don't come off like I know that I'm really something and I, you know, I think about myself and I charge over everybody, I'm going to lose respect or whatever. But that's not really true. I mean, there's a thing about gaining respect. But I think when we are humble, when we do keep those egos at bay and just go for what we want and show, as you said, charity and empathy for others, that's much more powerful. So
very powerful. And, you know, my grandfather mixed and mingled with all these very wealthy, successful people all through his careers.
Wow.
Can I tell you something,
yeah.
though? And this is what he taught me as well.
Yeah.
Is believe in yourself. Mm. You know you're a good person. You know people around you will think you're a good person. No matter how much money or fame or fortune they all have, it doesn't matter because
yeah.
you're who you are.
Yes.
And if they're going to be your friend or associate with you, they're going to like you for who you are. So all his life, he worked his way into all these people, and they were all friends with him. They would take him out to dinner and shows, and he at one point, he never even spent the salary he was making because he was going out. They were tipping him so much and taking him out everywhere. Like, he was just mixed in all that. But I, as an individual, nobody intimidates me in this world. I am who I am. I don't care how much money you have, if you're the president of a nation or you're the most wealthiest person like Warren Buffett. You're all regular people. We all get up in the morning. We all go to bed at night. And how everyone uses 24 hours is up to them. But you know what? Everyone's a person. Who you are inside, who are you inside makes you different. And that's what
so
it comes
true.
Down to. So, you know, when he always talked about remain humble always, he would always say, everyone you pass in life is something to teach you.
Mm,
no one ever
true.
Does it alone. These are some of his taglines about being around people and working with people. If someone's telling you a story or telling you something and you know the answer or the punchline or the ending, let them finish. You can maybe learn something from them still. I mean, these are powerful things in general.
It is so true. It is so true. And that's the thing also about being humble. You know, it's really important to do that. Another really important principle that you talk about, and we briefly touched on this, is be thankful for what you have. You know, all the time in my office I hear, well, I want this, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I don't have the girl, and I don't have the money, and I don't have the car, and I don't... Come on now. You know, there's something about really embracing just being grateful for what is around you. And the fact that, you know, the fact that you woke up this morning, I think that's really important sometimes.
Great start to the day.
There
and
you
I
go.
Tell you, great start to the day. You know, the fact is, Mike, having a meal on the table and a roof over your head, wow, that's a great start to the day. Because you talk about an individual that didn't have that and didn't know where his next meal was coming from, going to food lines and worry about where his next dollar is coming from. So we as individuals, I'm going to break this down deeper.
Mm.
So whatever you want in life, if where you are, you're not happy with it, accept where you are, accept responsibility, and lay out a map, a roadmap, or a plan of action to get where you want to be. And stop wasting time with dwelling and dwelling and dwelling and dwelling.
Right.
If I want to be the best X, what is it going to take me to get from here to there?
Yes.
Well, what do I need to do? Study, meet people, network, save some money, sell this, sell that, whatever it's going to be. There's a plan of action for everything.
Right.
But guess what? The sacrifice, time, commitment, sometimes money, and other things that come into play is a lot of work that goes into getting where you want to be. So point A to point B could be years, sacrifice, time, no sleeping, saving every money you have to do what you need to do, saving every dollar. So, you know what I'm saying? So everyone, when they had complained about simple things, oh, I want to lose weight. It's very simple. Eat a healthy lifestyle and go to the gym.
you know,
I want to make more money. Great. How many hours are you working? Well, I work about 6 hours a day. That's not working. Work three jobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm making it simplistic.
No,
but I'm saying everyone's different in their situation.
No,
but there's
almost
answers in everything, but it takes hard work and sacrifice.
It does, you know, and a lot of folks think, well, I'm just going to, you know, think about it and manifest it. No, you got to reach out in the world and take action and do, you know, and like you said, you've just got to have the list. You got to write down the plans to do, you know, what is it going to take for you to get from A to Z? What does it take? And little baby steps every day. Do something small every day to get towards your goal. And, you know, it is, and be patient. That's another biggie. Because it's very important to just relax and know that if you're on your path, things will work out. You just stay consistent. Forgive yourself if you're not perfect. None of us is perfect.
Right, no one's perfect.
Get back
you
on
know
the
what,
road.
You know what also is that, you know, anything you want to do or be in life, how wonderful is that we have the internet? I mean, how wonderful are all these books, all the materials. You know, he didn't have anything like that. It was he was schooled in life.
Right.
Schooled in life on the streets of New York, mixing with the right people.
Exactly.
We have so much available to us on the web. You want to be the best, whatever, lawyer in the world?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Go online, research the world about the best lawyers, and then guess what? Go interview 5 or 10 of the best lawyers you can get your hands on through friends, family, colleagues, and I guarantee if you sit with say to them, or who your contact is, I'd like someone to come meet with you, talk about he wants to be a lawyer, or she wants to be a lawyer, and you ask them all the same 5 or 10 questions about whatever it may be, what made them successful, you have your roadmap for success. How great is that?
Oh, That is so
something
true.
As simple as that. Something any career you want to get into.
Yes.
I tell this to college kids, high school kids in careers. Yep. What do you want to do in life?
Right.
Great. Find the five best people you can get your hands on. Ask them how they got successful.
Yeah.
Then there's your roadmap. And
there
then you
go.
Do everything you say you got to do and you can't fail.
How's that? I love it.
Simple stuff.
Simple
I call it success made simple. One of my taglines as well, which I love.
That's great because it does. It just sort of takes the burden off a lot of people. Yeah, but it's so hard. You make it a lot easier, I think.
Right.
And your book, by the way, folks, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today. Mark Demetrio, he's an amazing top-rated speaker, mortgage expert. He's appeared at the Mastermind Summit along with world-renowned motivational speaker Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran. And, of course, he's an authority on real estate finance. He's been quoted in many articles, New York Times, Associated Press, Huffington Post, and the list goes on. But we're talking about his latest book right now. It's Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life. And it's a winner, guys. So we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of the book in just a little bit at the end of the show and find out more about Mark and what he can do for you. And we're talking about some of the suggestions, lists of what to do to make your life better in his book. And, you know, we were talking about just finding a little more joy. So it's really popular now to be mindful of ourselves, you know, having awareness of our thoughts, becoming more popular and helping us, appreciating what our lives are all about, right? So let's talk about your grandfather's lesson, which I really enjoyed reading about why we should, you say, quote, mix it up to find joy and grace. What's that about? How do we do that with all the chaos going on around us? I mean, what's that
you know,
about?
Because, you know, there's joy in everything to some degree. I mean, obviously, some people have different situations in their lives, and, you know, they're breaking out or trying to break out of certain situations. And, you know, that may be a burden they have to overcome. And, you know, people get mentors, and people get ways out all the time. But just in general, you know, there's a whole joy and grace about life in itself, you know, and when you accept, you know, or you try to accept where you are, where you want to be, there's two ways to look at it. You can accept where you are, and if you're not happy, just accept that that's it for you. That's where you're going to be and you're done, no matter what your age is.
Yeah.
But then there's a point to rebel against that. So, you know what? I don't accept where this is right now. I don't accept where I am, and I'm not joyful. Okay, I don't have grace. So you have to, again, this goes back to the plan of action. But I will tell you the most important thing with this is that we know, in the big thing, money doesn't bring happiness.
Right.
But having money prevents stress and unhappiness.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe I want to throw that in there because no one ever really says that.
Right.
Because money doesn't bring happiness because it could bring more stress and anxiety in life too and more problems. But not having money leads to unhappiness and stress because you're just worried about paying your bills.
Sure.
So there's a fine line with all that. So I look at, like, my grandfather, for example. He had a lot of money, you know, saved up, but he lived so frugal day to day as far as how he spent his money. And I remember speaking to him one time. You know, he had a modest place here in New Jersey, a modest place in Florida, and he would go 6 months and 6 months. I said, you know, you can travel the world, you can buy bigger places, you can do a lot more with your life. I mean, you live pretty humbly. I mean, I'm just surprised you don't want to do more. He looked at me straight in the face. He said, Mark, when you've done without and you have nothing, I never want to be like that again. So I'd rather have money in the bank. And know that I have the cushion or the reserves to no matter what happens in life, that I'm okay, whether it's health related or other problems. But when you've been without, you've done without, you never want to do that again. So it was very powerful to me, and very clear. And he also said, you always want to live below your means. And for him, the joy, this is where it comes down to joy. He was a simple man in a way, you know, had big jobs and mixed with big, big, big wealthy people. But he was a simple man and kept simple all along.
Right.
And as he retired all those years, he enjoyed the most? Having his little happy hours with those blue cheese and his crackers and olives and his scotch and water with me coming over, my mother, my kid, my siblings, to hang out with him and have happy hour. Like, that to him was joy.
He used to joke
sometimes to me and say, you know, people don't really know who I mixed with and what I did with my life. I don't really talk about it. Like, people coming over, the neighbors here where he was living. There's no one really knows my life, but, you know, sometimes I chuckle about it, but, like, because I was mixing with high society for years, and now here I am reading my paper, go for my walk every morning, people say hi to me, like, so he was always, you know, so it's amazing, you know, he was very joyful, very happy of whatever he was doing his whole life.
That's amazing, and that's within him, you know, and that's his attitude that kept things going. Boy, can that make you live long as well. He lived to a ripe age, didn't he?
Yeah, 97. Oh, you know, I'm about to tell you the secrets to success in that is he read 3 papers a day.
Yes.
He walked every day 2 miles a day, did his push-ups and sit-ups until he got too old and frail at one point.
Right.
But he ate good meals and just loved life, you know? So these are a lot of secrets to success in that, in living long.
Lovely. That's beautiful. All right, let's talk about the S word. Success. Real life lessons on what it takes to achieve success. This is one of my favorite chapters in your book.
That's a loaded chapter, loaded word. So the word success, you know, I just I touched on a little just barely in the beginning, but so like I say, one of my taglines, success is a choice.
Yeah.
Success is such a heavy word because success means something different to everybody. Everyone from all walks of life, if you ask them, what is success to you? Some will say it's a lot of money.
Yep.
Some will say having a family. Some will say having healthy and smart children, having a good philanthropic way about me, being gratified with my job. Success is different to everybody. So for each individual, when you identify what success means to you, it actually helps your purpose in life.
Yep.
It helps you to understand where you want to be in life. Because if you're just constantly searching and searching and searching and trying to push and push and push, but don't know where your ends are, what you're trying to achieve, then you can't be successful. Successful in business and life, and that's why I have the book Business and Life, because business is first and then the life overall. There's an idea behind it about what people that are successful look like, feel like, touch like, act like, whatever it may be.
Yep.
So success, and I have, it's funny because I've done some studies on habits of successful people as well. And there's a whole other area we'll touch on with that. But if you look at success as an individual, most people don't achieve success because they're not willing to put the time and effort in. We touched on this before.
Right.
The time, effort, and sacrifice. And there's, you know, I'm the kind of person, I listen to motivation videos everywhere I am. Like, I mean, I'm in the gym. I don't listen to music. I listen to motivation videos.
Yes.
So I'm just one of those guys.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, there's some great speeches about, you know, you want something more than you want to breathe. When you want something that bad, that you want it more than you can breathe, and more than anything in your life, like my grandpa, to succeed, then you can't fail because you won't stop.
Yes.
You won't stop till you achieve it.
Right.
And there's a difference. So to be successful, the most important thing that we can get out of this, and I'll stay, is you have to know what that means to you. What is success to you? At what level? What are you pushing for? What do you want to achieve? And then when you get there, are you going to be happy or do you want more? Because the world that we live in, more, well, then you never achieve success and you're never happy. You can have $10 million in the bank, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What's happiness to you? So that was a loaded answer. Hopefully we didn't go too much into it.
Yeah, exactly. No, perfect. I love it. And folks, you'll get the book. We'll tell you how to get it in just a little bit. Page 74, you want to find out more, The Daily Success Habits of Wealthy People. And Mark lays it out for you. What percentage of things do the wealthy people do? And it goes everywhere from eating, gambling, what they do in terms of
TV.
Exercise, how they think,
yep.
TV. Yeah, exactly. You know, so read it, folks, and you'll get some of the habits of what wealthy, successful people do in their lives. And what
it's a big differentiating factor.
Huge.
Big factor between people that are wealthy or not wealthy.
Yeah.
Big factor difference.
Yeah, exactly. What I love, the points you have here is 86% of the wealthy believe in lifelong educational self-improvement versus 5% of the poor. We are always learning. Like you said, you learn something from everyone you meet on the
everyone.
Street.
For me, I wish I could plug like something in my ear so 24 hours a day I was constantly absorbing stuff from the internet and books and reading, and because you know we're so blessed to have so much knowledge out there.
Yes,
but you know
exactly.
We constantly want to better ourselves. I always love to keep an open mind, to be critiqued regularly. How can I be a better person? How can I be the best that I can be? What do I need to do? How do I need to improve myself? You know, what am I not doing right? What can I do better? It's all about improving ourselves, but being modest and humble about it as well.
Yes,
it's about being as excellent as you can be to enjoy this life and for people around you.
No.
And help as many people as you can, of course, including with being excellent, but there's a lot of pieces to that.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope we're knocking down and answering some of your questions here as I see them come in at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. It seems like we are nailing most of those questions. One, though, that I find interesting is perfect timing because it's in keeping with my sort of next point and question that I wanted to ask you. This is great. Thank you so much, Aaron, for emailing us here. He says, I'm in IT media. I feel like I never catch up on my life personally in terms of chores, in terms of all the work I have to do. I'm here in Los Angeles. I work 12 hours a day I'm always exhausted and never get to catch up with work. What can I do to manage my time better?
Okay, I love it, because time management is one of my chapters in there. It's about time management.
Yep.
And time management, organizational skills go hand in hand together, which is the most powerful part of just life and getting through it.
Yeah.
So without digging into her specific problem, but, you know, I could, first answer is, you know, speaking to whoever she works for or with. Yeah. I'm not sure if she owns a company, and see if she can get some assistance, because she's working too many hours.
Yes.
So need a little support. That's the easy one right off the bat.
Yep.
But just in general, you know, what I tell people in general about time management, I think of everything in my life as every one of my seconds being worth $1 million. So when I'm doing anything in my career or anything in my space, mm-hmm. I look at, is this the highest and best use of my time? Mm-hmm. Whatever I'm doing at that moment. So, because there's so much wasted time throughout the day for everybody, from the minute you get up to the minute you go to bed, we all have 24 hours.
Yeah.
If you take away whether it's, you know, 5, 6, or 7 hours you need to sleep, pluck that away, what are you doing with the rest of the time?
Exactly.
So I try to be as efficient as possible with my time with everything. And so it really comes down to taking a look and just at some quiet time in a room by yourself, knocking down your day and your week, and figure out, what can I cut out? What can I do differently? Because you have to do something differently. It's not working right now for you.
Exactly.
No matter how much money you're making or not, something has to change. So you have to take a look at it and make sacrifices or make some changes in your life, whatever that may be. It means maybe ordering food online. So you have to go shopping, you know, order it online, take 10 minutes and comes. And, you know, there's different things you could do to be more efficient with your time, possibly.
Yes,
just breaking it down. That's the answer.
So true. Beautiful. And Aaron, if you pick up Mark's book, Lessons from My Grandfather, you'll learn wisdom for success in business and life. And he does have a nice chapter on managing your time better. And that's basically it. And, you know, a lot of people feel that they're under the gun. It's always you're always running. People don't have time to eat. This is what I hear from patients all the time who come in and they say, I ate through my work break. You know, I didn't take a break. I never take breaks. I'm not allowed to take breaks because we're so hardcore on getting out our product or whatever it is. It's like, wait a minute. Excuse me? I love the part in the book where you say take downtime every day. It's not necessarily meditation, but it's to calm your thoughts, to plan things, to figure out what you're going to do. We have to do that. We can't just, boom, you know, get up, have your coffee, tea, or whatever you, energy drink, or whatever you do, and you're off and running. No, no. And the night before, I think it's really important, too, to ponder what we're doing the next day. Take a look at what you
got
to do.
Yeah, you definitely have to reflect. I mean, I know Tony Robbins is big on this, too, is we're taking time to reflect on your day, on your week, on yesterday, on tomorrow. It is very important as human beings, as busy as we are, to reflect on what's happening in your life, to reflect on what you did today, reflect what's planned tomorrow, reflect on what's happening all around you, because we're so busy with doing so many things that quiet time is essential. And quiet time could be the following.
Yes.
I happen to like to do, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and exercise in the morning just in my own house. I do work out several times a week as well, but I do that in the gym. But I find that I keep the radio off. I do my calm exercises, and I think about what's going on. I also at nighttime will take some quiet time by myself, no phone, no radio, no TV, and just ponder some things. I like to make notes at times. I'm big on making lists, and lists are very powerful. I can tell if I could tell everyone one powerful thing, I've said many. Lists are very important. Daily lists, weekly lists, business and personal lists are so important because it gets it out of your brain and onto paper, and it relieves your brain.
That's
it. And then you work those lists.
Check it
out. And you work your accomplishments.
That's it. Done. Next. You know, that's basically what it is. And, you know, talking about Aaron, thank you again for emailing us that particular question. Since she's in IT, you know, we have a lot more at our fingertips right now to network and get out there and to become more successful. And Grandfather Charlie was a master at the art of networking, apparently.
Master at it.
What would you suggest to some of our listeners to help them out with becoming more successful through, you know, social media, using some of the networking skills? How can we do that better so we can make our lives more fulfilled, have social, you know, environments, and of course get ahead in life and our careers?
Right. Yeah, well, times have changed. Obviously, social media is a big component in our lives, but I'll just stick to the good old-fashioned, you know, it's who you know, not what you know first, and then I'll touch on social media. But, you know, in life, I was always taught, and my mother was a big, you know, my mother and father were great mentors to me as well, so I don't want to downplay them, but my mother was a big proponent of it's always who you know, not what you know. My grandfather as well lived it and walked it and talked it.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to get through school to get my degree. You want to get your degree.
That's
don't downplay that.
Right.
But it's always about still when you get out, who you know, not what you know.
Yep.
So in life, the attractant that you have as an individual by being positive, by being upbeat, this is magnetizing people with that smile and being joyful and all that good stuff. There's a power to that, that people want to be with you or they want to connect with you. People want to be around positive people because it's feel good. It makes them feel good. A nice welcoming smile makes a difference in the world. And if more people are joyful and smiling and open the door for people or let people in when they're trying to drive or, you know, make a left across you, like if you did more positive things in this world, how wonderful you will feel.
Exactly.
If everyone did one or two outside the box things, or maybe just holding a door or you know, letting someone, like I said, some simple things, or smiling at someone you don't know, like just this if you bring joy to this world, it comes back to you.
Yeah.
So I'm not to go on a tangent, but when it comes to networking and building relationships,
it's really
the
true.
Powerful part of walking into a room or meeting people is because if you have a lasting impression on these people, whether it's for business or personal reasons, how much better does it get than that? If you're selling a product, or you have a business you're trying to conduct with people, and you go into a room and you magnetize as an individual and you meet a lot of people, you're going to be memorable.
Yeah.
Make yourself memorable by being likable, trustworthy, passionate. To have somebody say to you in the first 30 seconds to a minute that, wow, I can tell I trust you. There's something about you. I feel like I can trust you.
Right.
Like, that's humbling. You know,
it really is.
And that's a humbling feeling.
Yeah, exactly. And that's genuine. That's just being a genuine person. And,
correct.
You know, having people be okay with you because you're okay with you, basically, is what they're picking up, right?
Right. But I'll tell you also, to build your network, this is very, very important as well. To help build a network, again, it can't be about me. So when you're building your, again, it could be your friend network, your business network, your church network, your social network, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's always about helping other people. So the power of what's made me successful, my grandfather as well, helped a lot of people. My grandfather got so many people jobs at these restaurants he's working at, I can't even begin to tell you. He was like, almost like, you know, they should have had a movie about him, like, you know, bringing people into America and getting them jobs in the restaurants, the place he was working. Like, he was a Greek that was here, so, like, he brought got people jobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think about helping other people. You know, everyone's so consumed with their own lives, and I get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
But helping people get jobs, connecting people together, do business together, giving of your time for charities or donations, all that stuff is powerful. And can I tell you how wonderful that is? Not that you want to do it to receive, but you do it and you do receive because stuff comes back to you.
Yes,
people
will
remember
those
things. So the powerful part about networking, building your base or your business or your life, is by helping others, it comes back to you because they don't ever forget it. That's the difference.
It's
a big
so
difference.
True. It's huge. Now, besides attitude is everything that we discussed, and the fact that success is a choice that we talked about for a little bit, just before we get going here, what do you feel is the most important lesson you learned from your grandfather, Charlie?
Well, attitude is everything is a big one.
Okay.
But I think the biggest part of who he was and what he taught me was, because from a young age, because I've been working since 11, is that whatever you do in life, do it right or don't do it at all. Have excellence with whatever you do in life. Put the time and effort into whatever you do so it's done perfectly. So you walk into a room and you take a job, there's 100 people working. For you to shine among all other 99, you come in early, you stay late, you work through lunch, you excel, you help others, and ask your superiors, what can I do to better myself? What can I do to be better? So you talk about the difference of people, to be excellent, to just strive for excellence. There's a power in that.
Yes.
It's not obnoxiousness. It's a power just to be the best that you can be. And that means yourself, but also, again, the completeness of helping others. So there's a power behind being excellent. So he instilled that in me because he actually, and this is powerful, he took a lot of pride in every job he had, whether it was shining shoes or busboy, or waiter, or manager.
Exactly.
He took pride in what he did because you know what? He loved the labor and loved the opportunity to make the money and have impact the people around him.
That's
very
exactly
powerful.
Right. Very powerful. And thank you so much for sharing that. Mark Demetrio, you've got to pick up the book, guys. Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life, a comfortable read with lists, my favorite things, on helping you in your life general things about success towards business, personal life, how to network, the attitudes that'll get you, you know, just feeling peaceful and good about who you are. So what's the best way to get your book, Mark, and find out more about you?
So there's two ways. So the website, grandfatherlessons.com, it's www.grandfatherlessons.com, and they can go on there, they can buy the book through the site, and there's a lot of information, there's pictures of me and my grandfather, all the endorsements, the nice fun website. Yeah. And then also, it's being sold on Amazon, but going through my site, they can learn more about the book. There's a sample chapter there as well, which they could peruse through.
Yeah.
So it's a nice place to start.
It really is. It's grandfatherlessons.com. Of course, www.grandfatherlessons.com. What a great interview. Thank you so much for being such a super guest, Mark. I really appreciate you being on the couch today with me. It's been great.
Oh, Dr. Michelle, it's my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure.
Well, take good care, and I'm looking forward to your next book, actually.
We'll see. This will take a lot of time and effort. We'll see. I already got one in my head. We'll see when that comes out, though.
There you go. Thanks a million, and take good care.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right, again, that's Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life. Mark Demetrio, my special guest today. And by the way, in case you just tuned in a little bit late, you can catch the show. Again, it's up in the archives right now. We're going to have all the information on how you can get in touch with Mark and or get his book. You can read the first chapter if you like. Very intriguing. And you'll want to buy it because it will help you with your life's skills in all aspects. Thanks for being on the couch with me. This is Dr. Michelle. And until next week, helping you out again with some of your life's issues, I will be answering listeners' questions. Thanks, guys. It's Dr. Michelle, and I always say do take care of yourself first, and then you will be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Bye-bye. Flashing rays are coming.